This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
I mean, how about Spike showing up at St. John's the other day? What are we doing, man? We know you're a Hoya fan. Stop. Come on. I understand you want to, you want to insert yourself into the action. I got no problem with Spike, but you know, now he's wearing a St. John's starter jacket, and he's up and he's front row, and he's cheering and hooting and hollering like he cares. Spike, you don't care about St. John's. You never have.
Spike Lee. Let me pull down the hood just in case they clip this for digital. Spike Lee. Spike Lee, which camera's ours? Spike Lee is the biggest fraud fan that there is. Now, I've had an issue with Spike. I don't know him personally.
I've met him a bunch. Okay. He's actually pretty decent. Okay. He is. He's a pretty decent guy.
I had an issue with him back to the Reggie Miller stuff. Like, I took offense that Spike stuck his nose in my Knicks business. Like, just because he had the money to sit courtside doesn't mean he was a more passionate Knicks fan than I was. I don't want to hear that, especially back then. He cost the Knicks potentially a series and potentially a championship. Well, I have an issue with Spike since then. However, that's not the only issue. I mean, the guy shows up at the Met games with Doc and Daryl.
Mm-hmm.
The guy shows up at the Yankee games with the Dynasty Yankees.
Here we go, Jeets. Come on, CC.
I mean, come on. He's all over the place. And now, and I did catch my eye as well with the Johnnies. Like, Spike, come on. I mean.
And I noticed him standing up, too, like he does at the Knicks games. I'm doing the games. I'm like, look at him standing. Like, no one else is standing front row. And he's jumping around. Like, again, if you're a St. John's fan, we all know you went back to Patrick and Georgetown. That's fine.
How many games you've done?
Stick with Georgetown.
How many St. John's games would you say you've done in the last 10 years, 15 years, whatever?
More like 20. I would have to guess 500. Maybe.
How many?
Zero.
How many you remember Spike standing?
None. I've never seen him at one.
So that's the definition of a fraud. Now, to each their own,
yeah.
But you're a fraud front-running fan.
It could have been worse. He could have been wearing like a Butler jacket or a Marquette jacket. I mean, at least he's wearing the right jacket. But again, you and I, at our core, we are... You know, we are non-negotiable with certain fan traits.
Yes.
And I believe I know Spike loves his Knicks, and I believe he knows basketball. I'm not saying he doesn't, but you parachuting in now? Where were you when Norb Roberts was the coach? Where were you? Where were you when Mully was winning 9 games that one year? What happened? I didn't see it too often, Spike. Why didn't you show up?
Yeah.
One big enough story for you, huh? Okay.
I'm sure that, assuming the Knicks don't make the finals, you know, let's say LeBron and Luka get there against the Celtics, Spike will be there with a LeBron jersey on or something like that.
I don't think that's one thing. I don't think he's ever done that.
Did he wear a Garnett Nets jersey when the Nets were running? I don't know. I mean,
no.
I wouldn't put it past him. What, Spike's never been at these other games?
I don't think he's ever rocked Nets gear. I'm going to have his back on that a little bit.
I mean, he is at least from, didn't he, Brooklyn, all that stuff? I mean,
yeah.
At least, okay. And he comes up with those movies. And what was the movie there?
Which one? I mean, his movies are phenomenal. Do the Right Thing.
Brooklyn?
Jungle Fever. Clockers. Clockers soundtrack was money.
I mean, he's
very underrated soundtrack.
He's great at what he does.
Yeah, yeah. No, but you go back to Do the Right Thing, right?
Yeah.
It's Met stuff. You go back in the pizzeria and the delis, it's all Met stuff, Met jerseys, Doc and Daryl. Why? Because the Mets were the squad.
But,
Spike doing a little front running even back then.
That's what I'm saying. But by the way, it's okay to each their own, but like we know the deal.
Yeah, we do.
I would bet, I don't know this, I should have had I didn't plan on doing this, although we could have been more prepared. I would bet that Spike has been at big NBA games.
Uh-huh.
with other teams' jerseys on over the years.
I'm going to push back on that. That's where I'm going to have his back. That's where he draws the line. I've never seen it, and I don't think that he's ever done that.
Even a Jordan jersey?
With the sneaker?
Don't you think that's crossing the line if he did?
Yeah, no, it would be. Okay. I just don't think he's done it.
Not talking about the commercials. I'm talking about real in-game
Mars Blackman,
action.
Not talking about Mars.
I'm going to look it up during the break and see if we can find Spike in some other team's NBA gear sitting courtside.
Like Kobe or Giannis. Yeah, one thing, listen, if after Kobe was killed, that's one thing. But like, you think he's been in Milwaukee wearing a Giannis jacket? Or
maybe not Milwaukee.
Jokic in Denver or Jason Tatum up in... No, I don't think he's done that.
I feel like I've seen it from Spike.
I think
before.
He's piling on now a little bit.
Hey, I'll take the L.
I don't know if it's officially yet. You never know. It's Spike. Right. We got to double check.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.